And good afternoon. It's Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day, and time for your Soul Care Minute. Today's program was scheduled for yesterday, and we bring it to you again today. Soul Care Minute, sponsored by Auggie's Deli.
Hey there, friends. This is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Let's pause and remind ourselves and those around us that life matters. We are not replaceable. And hope, it's real. Tomorrow, we as individuals and collectively as a nation will head to the polls to cast our vote for the candidates we feel best represent our own moral compass. We will pause in the ballot boxes across the nation and will exercise choice. We will practice a process that people in our history have died for in order to gain the right of participation in. By definition, according to Webster's, election is a formal and organized process of editing or being elected, especially of members of a political body. However, it has a second meaning that I would like to highlight today, and that is the act or instance of choosing. Choice can be terrible, wonderful. Terrible in that we have all at one time or another experienced the paralyzing, ostracizing moment of being unchosen. From those agonizing lineups in school where the captains picked their teams, and with each name called, you stood there with your heart beating, hoping you wouldn't be the last one standing. To the day your friends, loves, or even children move on to other friends, lovers, or life, leaving you reeling and momentarily disoriented. Choice in our culture has become a multi-million dollar entertainer. Thousands of viewers tune in each week to reality TV, anticipating from their own unique emotional experience with choice, who will survive to become spouse, dancer, apprentice, singer. Choice is also an amazing, liberating, and wonderful gift. Those lucid, grace-filled moments that offer us the option to choose life, to choose to love, and choose to pursue peace in chaotic situations where we have allowed destructive cycles to run roughshod over our soul. Choice challenges us with questions, provokes a response when we are confronted with the option to despair, or to quit, or to give up hope. Do you know, dear listener, that you do have options? There is a way that leads to life, that leads up out of the darkness you are in. There is room for you and space for your dreams in the world. Lift up your head, look around you, see the resources available to you, and make a decision today that you have value, that you have purpose, that wholeness is possible and joy is possible, love is possible, laughter is possible, feeling is possible. A man who survived horrendous horrors in Nazi Germany concentration camps, Viktor Frankl, credits the power of choice with his ability to handle the mental and physical terror he experienced. He says this, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Another famous doctor, Dr. Seuss, put it this way. You have brains in your head and feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself in any direction you choose. Dr. Seuss's first book was rejected over 27 times. Feeling the sting of being unchosen, he made a decision to walk down Madison Avenue. As he was heading home to burn his book, a chance encounter with an old friend who had just become editor of children's book at Vanguard Publishing happened, resulting in the publishing of Mulberry Street and the launching of Dr. Seuss's career. His career would see over 700 million books published and translated into 20 languages. Dr. Seuss says of that day that if he had chosen to walk down the other side of Madison Avenue, he would be in the dry cleaning business today. Life is wonderful, friend, waiting to surprise you with options that lead to success, satisfaction, hope. Look for them. Care enough to believe you can make a difference and don't give up. Thanks for the pause. Thanks for taking a moment to reflect with me about the power of choice. exercise that great human freedom you have today and choose to care. In the words of our good friend, Dr. Seuss, unless someone like you cares a whole awful lot, nothing's going to get better. It's not. Until we meet again, this is Christina with your Soul Care Minute. Thanks for listening.
Relationships, it's what we're all about at Augie's Deli Orofino. Come and enjoy a cup of coffee with an old friend or meet new ones. Enjoy a Sunday with your best friend and talk about old times or visit about the bright, happy future ahead. Share a sandwich and soup or just relax in Augie's Coffee Corner. On Johnson Avenue, Augie's would like to build a relationship with you, our valued customer and friend. Monday through Friday, visit with friends and family at Augie's Deli.